I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This coming Saturday, a big day for youngsters across West Virginia. When we return, we'll talk a little more about this weekend's youth antlerless hunting season in West Virginia.
The Jake's Youth Program has taught me so much about the outdoors.
For a long time, I had never realized what conservation was.
I know I'm doing my part to help wildlife.
I love being a Jake.
Whether you hunt or not, the Jake program has something to offer for everyone who likes the outdoors.
Children hold the key to the outdoors and wildlife,
and the NWTF believes it too.
The first of three youth hunting days in West Virginia is set for this coming Saturday. Dick Hall of the West Virginia DNR explains the parameters for youngsters who want to participate in this big event.
The youth antlerless hunt will be October 29th. It's the first season. And of course, we have another season on December 26th and 27th. But it's for youths that are at least 8 years of old and no more than 14 years of age. They must be accompanied by a licensed adult that is at least 21 years of age. Of course, they must wear the 400 square inches of blaze orange, and a non-resident youth has to be accompanied by an adult non-resident who possesses a Class E and the conservation stamp.
Now, the aim here is not so much to kill a deer, although that's certainly the hope of all of those who are going to be in the field, but as much to teach outdoor skills in a low-stress environment.
It's to provide the youth an opportunity to be out there in a field and not be in a competitive state during the regular antlerless or buck season. And it also, it's sort of a mentor season for the hunter, the adult, to teach the youth the proper methods of deer hunting.
Hall explains, being in mind, this is the perfect time for teaching, since adults are not allowed to hunt anyway. It's all about the kid.
This is not a competitive sport at this time. You know, during the buck season, a lot of people are out there to kill a buck. And this season here is for just what you said, for the mentor to be out there, the adult to be out there with the youth, and to actually enjoy the hunt, and not so much the harvest of the animal, but the actual hunt itself and everything that is associated with deer hunting. That's the most important part of the youth hunt.
And if the youngster gets a doe this Saturday, it does not count against their seasonal bag limit if they want to hunt in the regular seasons. Hall says in recent years they've been quite successful.
They've done fairly well. They've killed as many as 4,000 deer totally over the past years. I don't believe it was that high last year, but I think the highest we had was around 4,000 deer taken during the youth hunts.
And the hunting is confined to wildlife management areas and private land in counties that have an antlerless season. Pay close attention, though, at that last part. Some counties that had an antlerless season last year don't this year, so check that out. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.